Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, you're often being told there's lots of information on what to eat, and we have the pyramid and then the plate, and you know, there's always guidelines. And the really good information, it's good guidelines, you know, if you want to make food a part of your health plan, because food is just one part of it. But some gathering of research not only says what to eat, but when to eat it, and that it could make a difference in weight loss, everything to insomnia. And all of it based on research, but just a little thought about research. Sometimes you need to see the whole study to really get the what that research said and how many people was based on, and you know, how good is the research. Sometimes the reporters and all of us kind of grab what we want out of it, but it's still good to look at the research and say, okay, what is this telling me? Is there, would it be advice that would be good for me? And so I want to, this article actually comes from AARP and has basic research, as I say, on all of the advice that it's giving. So what to eat when starts out in the morning. For more energy, have a protein-packed breakfast. Now, I've been seeing lots more information about protein, the amount we need, and what it does for us. And actually, protein, the purpose of protein is not to provide energy, but to provide material for muscles and bones. So I'm not sure that the energy part of this is good, except, you know, here's what it says, that maintaining steady blood sugar levels all day is crucial to avoiding energy slumps. And that's good information, you know, based on long time experience and research. So sweet foods like muffins or sugary cereals may give you a quick energy spike, you know, get you going in the morning, kind of like that caffeine, but the following drop in blood sugar can leave you feeling pretty wiped out. So instead, eat protein as a part of the morning meal. And again, I've seen piece after piece of research that says this, to be sure to include a good amount of protein in your beginning meal. And that, and there's even some people who argue that breakfast isn't necessary. Well, I think the research goes on the side of it's best for us if we do have breakfast. After all, it's break fast. You haven't eaten anything all night. Doesn't it seem logical that your body might need something to get going? And the other thing along with the protein usually comes some fiber, and some can be some good fat, and all of that kind of helps you not get hungry right away. You don't have those blood sugar spikes. So the University of Missouri study, they had people with type 2 diabetes who ate a 500-calorie breakfast with 35% protein, had fewer glucose spikes than those who consumed less protein and more carbohydrates. And also, protein stimulates hormones that increase fullness while inhibiting hormones that stimulate hunger. So that comes from a professor of nutrition at Missouri. So lots of options for protein for breakfast. I mean, breakfast for lunch, breakfast for dinner. You've heard that ad, and that's true. You know, it doesn't really make any difference what you choose. But of course, dairy products are high in protein. Eggs are high in protein. Meat is high in protein. All of those would be possibilities. Choose from among those. My latest favorite. I'm not a big fan of yogurt, but yogurt mixed with all kinds of my granola, basically nuts, not a whole lot of sugar, but nuts and cereal and some dried fruit mixed into the yogurt. Yeah, that makes my yogurt okay, and it's a fairly high protein amount. In fact, a 5.3 ounces of yogurt, that's the usual size container, will give you 12 grams of protein. Now, most of us don't think in grams, but when you look at food labels, that's what you're going to see, is grams of whatever, in this case protein, and also will give you the percentage of what an average person would need. So We'll get more into what people need next to refuel after a workout. Try a carb-protein combo. Research shows that a snack containing both carbohydrates and protein is best for recovery after exercise. Carbs help boost the flagging energy level while protein builds muscle mass. And that is really true. That's one of the main purposes of protein is to build muscle. So Stuart Phillips, who's director of the McMaster Center for Nutrition, Exercise, and Health Research at McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, says, for maximum effect, eat a post-workout snack within an hour of exercising that emphasizes the three R's: water to rehydrate, carbohydrates to refuel, and protein to repair muscles. Now, people need more protein as muscle mass declines with age. Again, there's some pretty good research that says as we get older, we need to eat more protein. And that's kind of a challenge, I think. And most of us don't get enough protein. One survey done by AARP found that 17% of respondents knew how much protein they needed. And one source says that's 46 grams a day for women and 56 grams for men, and that older adults need more. I've seen information that says older women need anywhere between 65 and 75 grams of protein a day. That's a lot. So we need to work at combinations that could make that happen. The third, when to eat, it says for weight loss, load up at lunchtime. Eating your biggest meal earlier in the day may help with weight loss. In 2013, a study published by the International Journal of Obesity, researchers found that overweight and obese adults who ate their biggest meal earlier in the day lost more weight than those who ate their main meal later, despite similar activity levels and calories. Your body burns twice as many calories after an earlier meal than a later one. And part of that, I'm assuming, is because most of us could be more active after the noon meal than at night. We probably, for most of us, aren't nearly as active after we eat an evening meal. So that goes back to an old saying. And actually, the old saying says eat your biggest meal at breakfast and then the medium size at noon and the smallest one at night. And it's something about eat breakfast like a king, eat your noon meal like a prince, and eat your evening meal like a pauper. So I think the basic thing here is food eaten earlier day, you're more likely to use up those calories. The number four thing here is for an afternoon brain boost, grab a handful of nuts. Not only nuts are good for heart health, but a 2015 Spanish study found that older adults who had ate a handful of nuts daily improved their memory over 4 years. And this was a researcher at the Hospital Clinic of Barcelona, said eating nuts may help prevent cognitive decline in older people. I've not seen any other studies saying that, but there may be some there. In addition, eating nuts also reduces the brain responses that typically stimulate food consumption. So, you know, snacking nuts would mean we're not so hungry for other things. And nuts do contain an adequate amount of protein. They're kind of a boost to the meat, fish, eggs, dairy, soybeans that have complete proteins in them. Nuts and beans, peas, spinach, broccoli, whole wheat, oatmeal, all of those would be non-dairy, non-meat sources of protein. So those vegan people have to work at that pretty hard to get it all together, but they can do that. Finally, for better sleep, fill up on fiber. A 2016 study published in the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine found that eating a meal high in fiber and low in saturated fat and sugar helped subjects fall asleep in less than 20 minutes compared to 30 minutes for those who ate more fat and sugar than fiber. So, bottom line, you know, this may be really good research, but bottom line still goes back. We need a variety of foods. We need to have some exercise to balance the amount of calories we eat. And, you know, it's moderation and variety. That's the basic line that Emily Kringle, my favorite dietitian, says. And it kind of proves out with whatever you read. So here's a funny thing to remember until next time. Wouldn't it be great if we could put ourselves in the dryer for 10 minutes, come out wrinkle-free, and 3 sizes smaller?